This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm sorry, I just ate a pickle, so my voice is down. Big thank you. Thank you for coming in and tuning in and listening to my pickly, scratched throat. I don't know what it is. It's got to be, I guess, something sour starts to, I need to figure that out. Why does drinking or eating something sour mess with the back of the throat? I need to figure that out. So anyway, I apologize. I just heard this, as many of you did, where a surgeon removed the wrong man's kidney. Because the patient had the same name as the other patient who was supposed to have the kidney removed. This happened in Worcester, Massachusetts. And the hospital is now at risk of losing Medicaid and Medicare funding, according to the Worcester Telegram reporting. An investigation revealed that two patients with the same name but different birthdays were in St. Vincent Hospital at the same time. One was supposed to have a tumorous kidney removed based on scans from another hospital. But during surgery at St. Vincent Hospital July 20th, the doctor realized that the kidney he extracted looked healthy. Nurses in charge of admitting patients to the operating room said they don't always receive the doctor's notes and other scans. Procedure dictates they confirm imagery before sending a patient into surgery. This is ridiculous. Just ridiculous. They said the patient's admission, and plan for surgery to remove the tumor's kidney was based on another patient's CT scan results in error. We are working to implement enhanced safeguards as identified in the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services survey, including additional verification steps with physicians. That's a St. Vincent spokeswoman, Erica Noonan, told the Telegram. This is a deeply unfortunate situation, and we will take all steps necessary to prevent it from happening again. In the future, the hospital plans to have all surgical cases, which are deemed clinically necessary based on an imaging study, to have the images available, present, displayed prior to surgery, and to verify the patient's name, date of birth, surgical site, and site. Okay, I don't understand why this wasn't happening. So basically what happened is some guy got rolled in and said, we got to take out your kidney because this is your CAT scan. And the kidneys, you know, the kidney was all tumorous, etc. Because my guess is he consented, obviously, before he got rolled in. And so, unfortunately, he had the kidney taken out, and they're like, oops, what's going on here? This kidney's perfect. Where's the CT? Well, CT says, Joe Smith, whatever. Well, what's the date of birth? Oh, dough. You can't just put in, you can't just put his kidney back. So I'm not sure what's going to happen. You know, if a kidney gets taken out mistakenly, many times what they'll do is just have them function on one kidney. There's probably going to be some sort of a settlement. I don't know. Lawsuit. Not sure where that's going to go. Could he have a new kidney transplanted? Yes. But, I mean, gosh, there's not really a lot of extra kidney transplants or extra kidneys available. And this is a shame. Yeah, the other thing, too, is I wonder if, you know, here's the other thing, too. And, again, I'm not a urologist, okay, because the type of surgeon who would remove a kidney would be a urologist. Okay, I haven't done surgery for 20-some years, you know, when I was in training. But when you're about to remove the organ, you aren't just sitting there going, la-di-da-di-da-di-da-da, taking out, and then you look at it. You could look at the organ before you take it out. Now, the problem is many of these tumors could be within the tissue. It doesn't necessarily have to be tumorous on the outside. So if they're going in and they're taking out the kidney, and they're saying, yep, that kidney's diseased, it has cancer, you know, many times they aren't prone to second guessing. You know, like, look, I looked at the CAT scan looks bad, etc. But, I mean, if this was a kidney where the tumors were on the outside, it's a shame that they could have just kind of taken a peek. So, you know, you as a patient are probably thinking, oh, my gosh, I you know, how does that happen to me? Or how do you prevent that from happening to you? Well, first and foremost, you've got to double check. I mean, whenever you don't believe something, okay, it's okay to say, I don't believe it. I would like more proof. And, you know, I personally, and again, you may have to pay cash. You may have to pay, you know, but let's say you're really, really worried about something like this happening to you. Okay, if they say, yeah, there's tumors all over, you could say, you know what, I would like to watch the ultrasound as it happens. All right, I'll pay extra, just ultrasound the kidney. I just want to make sure you guys didn't mix up my cats again. And let me look on the screen and let me see. And not all organs you're able to do this with, you know. But, it's... And then, you know, well, the kidney looks good on ultrasound. I mean, now, again, it's hard to say because, you know, some kidneys, if they're cancerous, like I said, it could be more interstitially, it could be more inside, internally, you know, that kidney. But it's pretty scary stuff. Another thing you could also do is, you know, when you go in for your scan, you know, the images are right there. Now, usually techs are not allowed to go over the images, but you can verify. You know, I don't know about you guys, but when you get blood work done, many times they go through the process of verifying. They go, do you see this is your drug test? Okay, you see this is your drug test. We're capping it up. We're putting this on. And you know, so you get to watch your blood test go from one area to another. Sealed, signed, delivered. Maybe that's something we have to do with the CAT scan, where the CAT scan was done. And then, you know, so, it's a shame. Seeing something like this, it's like, this should never happen in this day and age. All right, guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to be talking about these naturopathic teething tablets and why 10 children have died now using these homeopathic teething tablets and what other adverse events have been associated with it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America-made food storage. I love to eat. Yum!
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, a couple weeks ago, we had Dr. John Young, who is awesome. It was a lot of fun having him on of Young Health. And he's back today to talk to us more about how to lose fat, prevent diabetes. Dr. Young, thank you for coming on with us.
Hey, glad to be here. Glad to be here.
Awesome. So, obviously this subject is huge, so we didn't get enough time to talk about all of it. So, first, what are some ways we could lose fat? How do we lose this fat?
Well, I think you start off by my patients coming to me saying the same thing. I want to lose fat, especially around the midline. And I tell them, let's get a fasting insulin level.
Right.
Not a glucose, insulin. And we can kind of follow this because I like that level around 4 or 5. And what happens is if you want to drop insulin, when you drop insulin, you burn fat, store muscle. And that's what people want to do. They want to build muscle and get rid of that fat. So I give them basically what the textbook, you and I know, guiding textbook of medical physiology, 1 gram of protein for every 2.2 pounds of body weight. And, you know, I say, when you increase the protein, you drop the insulin, and you burn fat. People come to me all the time saying, John, I am working like a dog. I work out 7 days a week. In a month, I've lost 1 pound. I even walked by a donut shop, and I gained a pound back.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you don't lower the insulin, all you're going to do is you're going to work like a dog and burn muscle and store fat. Insulin says, hold on to fat at all costs and burn the muscle. So that's why you've got to lower it, and you do it with protein.
Okay, wow. And, of course, if you lower the fat, there's that relationship with diabetes. Tell us about that.
Well, I did a study for a large insurance company, and basically I showed them that, listen, if you lower the insulin levels, you're going to get, in the study, 70% of the patients got off all or most of their diabetic medicines within 8 to 12 weeks just by me increasing their protein. And they were so impressed, they said, John, we're going to pay you more than any other family practitioner in the country because you're our most successful doc when it comes to blood pressure and diabetes.
Right.
And it's not that I am so smart. It's just that I learned to read, and I'm doing exactly what the physiology textbook said years ago.
So let's say somebody is vegan and vegetarian, and I know you have shakes but if somebody wants to increase their protein, but they want to still maintain their, you know, what are good sources that you would recommend?
As a vegan?
Yes.
All right. You know, here's what I found. The only really healthy vegans that I have met really had just come over from India. They have a tremendous variety of fruits and vegetables that I don't think we have as much so here in the U.S. In my working with the American vegan, I will tell you this. For a while, they're great, but as they get older, they seem to fall apart. They age quicker because there are just certain amino acids, I mean, taurine and serine, that you really just can't get in plants, you know, fruit and vegetables. So they're either going to have to supplement that, but they can do it. But in my practice, and I know I'm here in sunny Florida, I just find that my patients do not do as well. They can do it, but they're going to have to work a lot harder at it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think also a factor is also our soil? You know, if our soil is depleted of nutrients, does that have any effect on what they could be receiving nutritionally?
Oh, listen, our soil, I live around South Africa. And, you know, I would eat about 4 pounds of peaches and apricots a day in season there. They didn't look real pretty, but boy, did they taste great. Mm-hmm. I go to the grocery store, buy the best looking fruit you can find. I mean, it's unbelievably good looking. I bite into it, it's like cardboard. We have traded looks. We think looks are more important
right.
than taste. Now I sound like a typical guy. You're more important than looks.
So that's fascinating. That's fascinating. For those who join us, we're talking to Dr. John Young of Young Health. So tell us about what have you come up with to help get this nutrition into patients?
Well, basically, I just really took what the Germans did in the 1931 Nobel Prize in Medicine, which talked about cellular membrane and oxidative stress and all that. And basically, what I found is this. If you want to remake a cell membrane and drop the insulin levels, what you need is you need a protein concentrate, not an isolate. An isolate lasts in the body about 1 to 2 hours. It's great if you're going to try to work out and build muscle. But if you're dealing with diseases, you're talking about you want a protein to last 6 to 8 hours in the body, so that's going to be a concentrate. Number two is the Europeans learned to do this years ago. They took oils and they found a way to powderize them. So you can buy these protein powders out there with sunflower oil in them and all of that because they powderize an oil. When you powderize an oil, make it like powder, mm-hmm. you hydrogenate it. It's like Crisco. Well, I don't want that.
Right.
And then so many of these products have maltodextrin in them, especially your diabetic products. Maltodextrin raises insulin levels.
Wow.
Yeah, so most of the junk stuff that I'm seeing out there, so all I want is I want just a pure. We use as our number one, but we have other options. Number one is a pure whey protein concentrate that we actually had them build to our specifications. There's nothing else in it. There's no sugar, salt, maltodextrin, or whatever. It's just that. And then for a lot of them, we do add flaxseed oil because you can emulsify an oil into protein and you really remake your cell membrane. And you know what? I have people that I may not see in my practice except once a year. But, you know, they're always coming in and buying it. And I said, why? Because, John, I'm off all my meds.
I
feel great. All my friends are, you know, seeing the doctor all the time. I'm running around. You know, this is the way I think we were built to be. We are not supposed to be on medicines. And I have to tell you this. A lady came up to my mom, she's about 90, and said, Dottie, something's wrong with you. What is it? You're not on any medications.
Yeah.
Something's wrong. You got to go to the doctor. He's got to get you on meds. And we are so, we think that
right.
as you age, you have to be on meds.
Right, yeah. I'm sure you've seen in the news, and this every year a study comes out talking about calcium supplements and increasing risk of heart attack. When you were talking about all the additional substrates, compounds that these, supplements could have, you know, it just reminded me of that. What is then the best way, besides dairy, to then get calcium if there's that risk of arteriosclerotic plaquing?
Well, how do you make sure you don't get all that calcium?
Well, yeah. How do you make a calcium supplement that won't increase your risk of heart disease?
Okay, couple things. One is that if you're looking at heart disease, I think that triglycerides are more important than anything else when it comes to heart disease. So you drop triglycerides when you increase protein and cut down carbs.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to calcium, the American woman is consuming more calcium than I think is in the
right.
in all of women mankind combined consume. So I don't think you need it. Because the other thing is this, and I learned this from Professor Myers at Johns Hopkins. I don't give my patients calcium supplements because this, the body takes sodium, potassium, and magnesium, and through the process of numeration turns it into water-soluble ionized calcium. So if they're taking any of those three elements,
mm-hmm.
the body will naturally take those and turn them into water-soluble ionized calcium.
So Dr. John, in this last minute, how can people find your products?
Younghealth.com. Younghealth.com.
Excellent. Good. And they look reasonable and they're very, it's fascinating. And I love that there's a doctor behind us that's a family medicine because, you know, we're cut from the same cloth. And, everything you say makes absolute sense. So thank you, Dr. Young. I really appreciate you coming on with us.
All right. Take care. See you later. Bye.
Thank you. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Thank you. There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is some pretty scary stuff. Teething tablets may have been linked to 10 children's deaths, according to the FDA. They say nearly 361,000 toddlers have been treated in hospitals for injuries caused by falls, tip-overs from 1990 to 2010. So when you see injuries and hospitals and falls, you're thinking, okay, say, well, you know, why just have to worry about, you know, kids and accidents, and you forget that an accidental ingestions. These are things that are putting kids into the hospitals, and we as parents really try our hardest, and we as family members to avoid this. But what if you are actually giving your child a medication that could be giving them an adverse? What if this is something where the child is doing everything they're supposed to? It's not an accident. And and they say now 10 children have died who have used homeopathic teething tablets, and 400 adverse events have been associated with these tablets, according to the FDA. The FDA has warned caregivers to stop using the products, which parents use to soothe teething babies, and to take their child to a doctor immediately if the child experiences problems. The agency is investigating the adverse events and cases involving the deaths, as a relationship of these deaths to the homeopathic teething products has not been determined and is currently under review. So the deaths and adverse events, including fever, lethargy, just fatigue, vomiting, sleepiness, tremors, shortness of breath, irritability, and agitation, occurred over the past 6 years. In a statement, they sent email to CNN. Highlands, which is a maker of homeopathic teething tablets and gel, said Highlands has not been made aware of any data that supports the claims and the warning against our teething tablets and gels. Our understanding is that the FDA's investigation is still ongoing. They say the fact is we have not been made aware of any medical or statistical evidence to support a causal link between homeopathic teething tablets and adverse outcomes at this point. We continue to request any available information and statistics from the FDA. Highland said this week that it will stop distributing the products in the U.S. What about another country? They say the company sent a letter posted on its website that it is going to choose to discontinue the distribution of its teething products. Now, there is no recall right now. So the products include Highlands Baby Teething Tablets, Highlands Baby Teething Tablet Nighttime, Highlands Baby Teething Gel. CVS has sold this. They pulled them off all the shelves. They think what it could be, because everyone's like, okay, what is the agent? They're not really specifying what's going on and what was the cause of death with these kids. They say back in 2010, Highland did have to do a recall because the FDA found inconsistent amounts of belladonna in the tablets. Belladonna helps kind of relax you. And the agency also had reports of adverse events related to the products that were consistent with belladonna toxicity. The FDA also was concerned that the bottles did not have child-resistant caps. So apparently the company reformulated the product to reduce the amount of belladonna and revamped its production process. They said, we also improved our system to monitor, investigate, and trend all safety reports on our products. We have not seen any trend to indicate that those medications cause any risk to consumer. So basically what these have is they have the belladonna, which is kind of more of a relaxing agent, and then they have benzocaine. Benzocaine is like Orajel, right? It's a topical anesthetic. And, what we like to use it for teething. Many people with aphthous ulcers and cold sores, or canker sores, I should say, on the inside of the mouth, they'll grab some Orajel. There's baby Orajel, there's grown-up Orajel, and they put the benzocaine on, and it almost immediately causes relief. But I've always been concerned how much is toxic for babies. So the American Academy of Pediatrics suggests that what parents should do if the child is teething, to massage the gums with a clean finger when the baby is in pain, use a solid teething ring or a clean wet washcloth that has been chilled in the freezer, frozen bananas, berries, or bagels. Parents can also give weight-appropriate dose of acetaminophen. Of course, you have to ask the doctor. See, what I always recommended, if the baby was teething, to dip your cloth in some cold apple juice. I don't like freezing because I think the ice, I don't want frostbite if anybody forgets to actually remove it from the baby's mouth. So what I always recommend is dip a cloth into some cold apple juice or cold grape juice and let the kid just sit there and munch on the cloth. There's something also about the kneading sensation. Like, a lot of us, we just love rubbing those gums and it just feels better. So if you can't do it with your finger, then we recommend the like those teething rings, like those ones that you stick in the refrigerator. People stick them in the freezer, but I'd rather stick them in the refrigerator. Because in the freezer, then they're too cold for the baby to hold. And then they sit there and they just gum it. Like the one where it has little fishies. You know where it looks like a ring, and there's like a little ball. There's like a bunch of connected, you know, water balls all connected in a ring form. There's a little fishy in them. There's a little fishy, so cute. So I like that. Speaking of kids, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Nearly a fifth of their parents regret giving the trendy names they gave their children. Apparently there's a lady in England who named her son Jediah after the Jedi in, I guess, Star Wars. Jediah. Right? Or Jediah. Yeah, Jediah. I thought that was also biblical, too. But apparently her kid doesn't like her. Her kid got teased. And so I guess he came home from school, and he said, "Mom, I don't want my name anymore. Call me Stephen." And so what she did is she said, "Okay, I'll call you Jed instead." And, you know, it's very interesting how, you know, a lot of us parents, we think it's going to be cool to have, you know, our kid named Apple or our kid named, what was it, Moon Unit? Didn't Frank Zappa name his kid Moon Unit? I don't really know what ever happened to, yeah, you know. And we're kind of selfish about that. Didn't Alicia Silverstone name her kid Braid Blue or Blue, I don't know. So somebody's kid is also named Blue. So I you know, it's okay. I understand it's exotic. It makes you stand out. It may give you like stage names. You know, I mean, when I name my kids, I name my kids Stone and Brock, and those aren't the basic Stephen, Christian, you know, Kyle, Mark. They're not the typical names. And the reason why I came up with Stone and Brock is I was afraid that. I was going to have kids that if they were going to be small in size and get beat up, if they had cool names, they'd be less likely to be beat up. So somebody would be like, "Hey, you know, let's after school beat up the wax kids." Yeah, who are they? Stone and Brock. Never mind. Those sound, you know, I mean, you know, when you think of the name Brock, okay, you know, you're going to think of big. You know, and Stone. And so, Stone is big. Brock is still growing. And, Stone originally didn't like his name. When he got to an age where some of the kids were making fun of him, he goes, "Mom, why is my name Stone? I think the name is stupid." And I'm like, "Well, what name would you prefer?" He's like, "I don't know. I don't want to change my name, but I think my name is stupid." And I felt so bad. I go, "Really?" But now he likes it. He's like, "Mom, it's kind of a cool name." So So my name is Dahlia. My father named me after Dahlia Levy, the actress Dahlia Levy, the Israeli actress. And my mom didn't like the name. My mom didn't like the name Dahlia. So she called me Dolly. Now, I didn't mind being called Dolly, you know, until everybody would make fun of me and my boobs, right, saying I look like Dolly Parton, even though I was only like in the third grade. And after all the Dolly Parton jokes and all that, you know, I was like, I'm done. So by the fifth, and I moved to a lot of different schools. My folks moved a lot. So, you know, here I am, a new student halfway through fifth grade, walking into the class. And the teacher goes, "You know, what's your name?" And I go, "Well, my name is Dahlia, but my mom calls me Dolly." And she's like, "What do you want us to call you?" And I said, "Dahlia." And I remember my mom taking a breath, like, you know, she was mad about that. And then from then on in school, they call me Dahlia. And here I am, Dr. Dahlia. D! Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about My Pillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With My Pillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. My Pillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guys, we are
back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This was an email I got about a month ago. Very interesting. Lois writes, Doc, you told us to watch Game of Thrones, so I did, and love it. Then you told us to watch House of Cards, love it too. And I didn't say go and watch it. I just said I love watching these things, okay? He writes, I can't watch television anymore since every show injects political undertones. So now that it's off season, what shows should we watch next? Awaiting your advice. So that's interesting. I love House of Cards. I love Game of Thrones. I thought Boardwalk Empire was a great series. I like Narcos on Netflix. But it's very interesting about what he said with television and the political undertones. By the way, this isn't anything new. Okay? Maybe we're noticing it more because this political year has been very, very charged and, very controversial. But, I'll watch Will and Grace reruns. I loved Will and Grace. I loved it. But I'll watch it. And then every now and then, Will makes a little jab at Bush. President Bush was, at the time. And throughout the series, there are these little jabs. And so it's not the first time this has happened. I mean, look at Archie Bunker, right? All in the Family. I mean, he sat there and made fun of Ford and Carter, as the day is long. Politics, especially in the 70s sitcoms, politics were a part. So this isn't anything new, okay? It's just there was a period of time where we could watch television shows and not feel like there was a lot of politics. I mean, I'd watch 24, and I'd be like, wait a second. 24. Is this, Homeland Security, maybe Patriot Act? Are they? And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe not. But for the most part, you can enjoy 24. Game of Thrones. People say there's some political undertones like now everybody in power is a woman. There could be, but for the most part, you sit back and enjoy it. It's really enjoyable. Boardwalk Empire, when they were talking about women's suffrage, there was some politics injected into that, but that was history. You're not going to be completely, TV is supposed to be an escape from reality. So I don't blame any of us who are frustrated when there's a lot of political undertones in it. And this Designated Survivor. Okay, so ever since 24, I have been waiting for another, 24 type of show. Well, a lot of people have been asking for it, and we aren't getting it, okay? But Kiefer Sutherland is in this new show called Designated Survivor. I think it's on ABC. So when we saw, apparently it's about, I'm not going to, ruin this, but basically, whenever it's the state of reunion, okay? The State of the Union. What ends up happening is, since everybody is there, the President, the Vice President, the Secretary of State, if everybody is there, or Speaker of the House, there's somebody that nobody knows that's, I guess, taken to a private bunker or a private area away from, even they don't know until that night, from what I understand. So that if anybody, let's say, does attack Congress, or does attack and kill, let's say, all our members of Congress and all our executive branch, judicial branch, etc., there's somebody that could survive and run the country. So that ends up being Kiefer Sutherland. So there's no shock there. Okay, so he's the Designated Survivor. So he becomes president. So you're watching this going, okay, this could be cool. And just the show is all about every single, it's about the email hacks, and it's about the immigration, and it's about profiling, and on one end, I could understand how a comedy would want to make fun of and, you know, satire, you know, and jest what's going on politically. I get that. And that's what Saturday Night Live has always done. They've always made fun of presidents, no matter who was the president. And just, and you know, you go to that comedy for that because the comedy is the escape. But when they do these television shows and they you know, they interweave it, or has Lewis Wright inject it, it really starts to leave a bitter taste in your mouth. I don't want to watch something that's pro-Republican or pro-Democrat. I just want to just watch a show. And so, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about Empire. I think Empire is a very well done show, but there's a lot of politics. A lot of politics. They bring up Ferguson. They bring up, now, again, if that's what the show is supposed to be designed for, if it's supposed to be, you know, historic, if it's supposed to be real life and realistic, then, yeah, just like with Boardwalk Empire, they brought in the suffrage, they brought in, yeah, there was some angles to it that were more left-leaning, but for the most part, you know, yeah. But when it's, you know, they incorporate, very, very, you know, controversial, very sensitive subjects, when you're trying to be taken away into this, you know, world of music, and, you know, it's kind of frustrating. So, so anyway, there was a study looking at, are there TV shows that Democrats like to watch versus Republicans? And this was an interesting study that came out a couple years ago. Remember when Duck Dynasty was huge? So according to this study, they looked at what shows seemed to be more attractive to liberal Democrats, like The Mindy Project, Strong Scandal, Homeland. They said Republicans may like more of the male-led shows, Person of Interest, NCIS, Top Gear, Duck Dynasty. Now, I don't so much know about that. So the Democratic favorites were like Real Time with Bill Maher, Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Colbert Report. See, but I love those shows, too. I mean, Masterpiece, The Newsroom, Saturday Night Live, Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, Modern Family, love Modern Family, Project Runaway, Bob's Burgers, Scandal, New Girl, American Masters, Fashion Police, Antiques Roadshow, Jimmy Kimmel, The Simpsons, Glee. I love Glee, The Mindy Project. I loved that. I don't think it's on air anymore. Doctor Who, Homeland, Jay Leno, Mad Men. They say Republican favorites, this is back in 2014, Rent or Buy, Buying or Selling, Blue Bloods, Duck Dynasty, Longmire, Prospectors, Flip This House, New Girl, Person of Interest, Revolution, The Amazing Race, NCIS. I don't really watch any of these shows. And again, I'm a registered independent, but I'm not liberal. I'm not extreme conservative. And Pawn Stars. Pawn Stars is on there. Yes, I like that big time. American Idol, yes. The Voice, yes. So that's very interesting. And then Goldbergs were on that. So obviously there's different strokes for different folks. We want an escape from politics, and I would suggest making shows more neutral. All right. And, it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be politically correct. But don't sit there and try to use our off time to, to proselytize us one way or the other. You know, it's ridiculous. Like in the show with Designated Survivor, they have one of the quote-unquote bad guys start quoting Ronald Reagan. Okay, that's too much. Okay, really? So, it's interesting stuff, but I hear you. I hear you. TV's supposed to be an escape. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion.
It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.